Hi everyone, this is Christine Chavez here with Save Water Santa Fe, and we are broadcasting live tonight from the Mayor's Reception as part of the 2024 Next Generation Water Summit. And my first radio show guest this afternoon is Doug Pichard.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening, I know. Doug, let's talk a little bit about the Next Generation Water Summit. How did this idea come up? Look at where we are 8 years later. You know, what do you think were all of the things that played into the success of the event today?
Well, clearly the interest by the city to increase water conservation and learn from other people outside Santa Fe. That was really a driving force, because we're able to bring in world-class people from all over the country that share their lessons and really want to help other cities learn how to just improve their programs and save water.
What do you think was a good takeaway today from the sessions? I felt like there were a couple minor themes flowing through, you know, what we were learning today. What would you think, what would you say those were?
Well, typically the Water Summit, we start off the first morning with a fairly dire presentation about, you know, doom and gloom. We didn't do that this year. Actually, our first keynote, David Sedlak from Berkeley, really gave a good presentation that it's global solutions, water for all. And I think that was ran through a lot of the presentations today, that it's not all doom and gloom. There are solutions that we can be implementing, that we can be implementing today to help us move forward. We do have water problems throughout the West, and it's not, as David talked, not just the West, the world. And so I think, you know, it was really that it's not all dark, and there are solutions today that we can start implementing, not just Santa Fe, but around the West, that's going to move the needle.
Yeah. Well, I just want to really thank you personally, Doug, for all of the work that you and the rest of the Next Generation Water Summit team did in putting on this event. Personally, I also always have to thank you for your mentorship and for just all of the things that I have learned from you. I really appreciate working with you and just really happy to be part of the event today.
Well, thank you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us pull this event together again. And I look forward to 2025.
All right. Thank you so much.